Rose M. Cado speaking, being led by the Holy Spirit through the preaching of the Word of God, and the anointing I received from Him remains in me and is teaching me about all things. Praise the Lord. This recording is done in the presence and the participation of my sons, Andrew and Brian and Alexander. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth I receive peace, goodwill toward me, on whom His favor rests. Blessed, happy, spiritually secure, and favored by God am I, who did not see my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and yet believe in Him. God holds my breath in His hand and owns all my ways. In His hand is the life of every creature and the breath of all mankind. Lord, You are my life and the length of my days. 120 years or unto our rapture into glory, without my seeing the grave, without my going down into silence. In Him I live and move and have my being. The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of Thee, Almighty, gives me life. As long as my breath is still within me, and the breath of God remains in my nostrils, I will praise the Lord, for I who have put my hope in Christ might be for the praise of His glory. Therefore, I, the righteous, shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes, proceeds from the mouth of God. There is, therefore, now no condemnation to me who am in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, according to the five physical senses, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For I, who am led by the Spirit of God, am the daughter of love. Lord, You are the Redeemer of my past and present wrongs, the holder of my future days to come. Amen. Hallelujah. Any song used on this website from any of the anointed worship leaders in the church is solely to help us praise and worship the Lord our God. Amen. Hallelujah. Anala tokole ele suru manatolo yere nala suru. I love You, Lord. Oh, Your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in Your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life You have been faithful, but all my life You have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest nights, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. Lord, all my life you have been so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, is running after me. Your goodness is running after, is running after me. Dead down, I've surrendered now. I give you everything. Goodness is running after, is running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, is running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. All my life you have been so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God. Faithful. Yet all my life you have been so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God. Of the goodness of God. All my days.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory.
Morning, I see you in the sunrise every morning. It's like a picture that you've painted for me. Love letter in the sky. Story, I could have had a really different story. But you came down from heaven to restore me. Forever saved my life. Nobody loves me like you love me, Jesus. I stand in awe of your amazing ways. I worship you as long as I am breathing. God, you are faithful and true. Nobody loves me like you. Mountains, you're breaking down the weight of all my mountains. Even when it feels like I'm surrounded, you'll never leave my side. Nobody loves me like you love me, Jesus. I stand in awe of your amazing ways. I worship you as long as I am breathing. God, you are faithful and true. Nobody loves me like you. Oh, what a song to sing. 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 God, keep singing. Oh, what a song to sing. Oh, what a song to sing. Oh, what a song to sing. Jesus, I love you, love me, and I love you, God. Nobody loves me like you love me, Jesus. I stand in awe of your amazing ways. I worship you as long as I am breathing. God, you worship you. Forever worship you. Nobody loves me like you love me, Jesus. I stand in awe of your amazing ways. I worship you as long as I am breathing. God, you are faithful and true. Nobody loves me like you. Oh, I'm a God of love. Yes, I am. Nobody loves me like you. Hallelujah. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace. When fears are stilled, when striving cease, my comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in heart, let's bear this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross of Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was paid. Here for Christ in the ground this body lay, light of the world my darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, since Christ has lost its grief on me, for I am his and he is mine. But with the precious blood of Christ, Christ the solid rock has done. Sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. Guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first strife to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of death, no scheme of man can ever blow me from his hand. Still he returns the costly home. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand. Hallelujah. In the early morning, while it is still dark, the Lord wakes me up. As the Lord wakes me up every morning, I hear the voice of my Heavenly Father affirming me in his love, reminding me that I am the daughter of the King, of my royalty in Christ, saying, you, my Rose, are my beloved daughter. With you, I am well pleased. You are always with me, my beloved, and all that I have is yours for your enjoyment and for my good pleasure. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. I take pleasure in your prosperity. No good things will I withhold from you, my beloved daughter, for I love you. in Christ that I have given you the nations as your inheritance and the ends of the earth as your possession. You will break them. You will rule them with a rod of iron. You will dash them to pieces like pottery. Arise, go forth and shine in splendor, my beloved daughter, for in Christ your light has come, and the glory of the Lord be upon you to worship, to serve, to be willing, be ready, and whatever the Lord your God tells you, do it. The Lord be in you, his holy temple. Silence before him, all the earth. For you are mine, my beloved Rose, you are mine, says the Lord my God to me. You are mine, my very own special, treasured possession. I was slain, and with my blood, my life, I have ransomed. I purchased you for God, and I've made you a kingdom and priest for our God. Thus reign on the earth. Be fruitful and multiply. Replenish the earth and subdue it with God's goodness, with love's glory, using all its vast resources to the service of God and men. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, the wild animals, and all the creatures that crawl on the ground. The fear of you and the dread of you are upon them all. Into your hands are they delivered. Our Father has now given you everything for your enjoyment and for his good pleasure. For the Lord your God has made you into his image and after his likeness, and has given you dominion over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. I always thank God for you, my beloved, and continually mention you in my prayers. I remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. My beloved Rose, love never fails, never fades out or becomes obsolete or comes to an end. Thus you never fail, never fade out or become obsolete or come to an end. For as love, as God is, so also are you in this world. Through you, my beloved, I bring this whole matter, the church age, to an end, for your heart has captured my love for humanity. Thus I reply, my Lord and my God, I am the servant of the Lord. May your word to me be fulfilled. Father, your name be glorified in me. Thus you shall not tempt the Lord your God, the Satan, the devil. So I go away to a secluded place to spend an intimate time with the Lord my God, and praying in the spirit and also in my understanding, for the perfect will of God to be done on this earth as it is in heaven. I have faith. I have and live by the faith of Jesus Christ. Thus I trust, depend, rely, lean on God, my source and sustainer of power and might, of wisdom and strength, of glory and honor, of the blessing, his favor constantly. For my faith begins where the will, the word of God is known. I have come to receive all that the Lord has recovered, for faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. My Lord and my God, I now know that whatever I compromise to keep, I lose. But in consistency lies the power. Love, God, never fails, never fades out or becomes obsolete or comes to an end. yet. Satan means accuser, and devil means slanderer. His priority is to accuse and slander God's love's reputation on earth, to distort God's love's image. Nevertheless, praise the Lord, I can no longer be deceived. I am not an old sinner saved by grace. I was a sinner. I have been saved by grace. I am not an imperfect woman serving a perfect God. For by one sacrifice, I was made perfect forever. I, who am being led, who am being made holy. And by that will, I have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And God is not an absentee father. It is the goodness of God, the goodness of love, that brought me to repentance. Thus, as I was prompted to do, by the mercies of God, I have offered my body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, my living sacrifice. I do not conform myself to this age, but I be transformed by the renewal of my mind in the Word of God through His Spirit, that I may discern what is the will of God, what His good and His good and pleasing and perfect will. For it is because of Him that I am in Christ Jesus, who has become for me wisdom from God, my righteousness, holiness, and redemption. I be perfect, therefore, as my Heavenly Father is perfect. Abba. I set my will to go the way of the Lord by receiving the nourishment of your word, and I love, because you first loved me, and hope does not disappoint, for your love, Daddy love, was shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit whom you have given me. Oh, I love you, Lord, my God, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I love you with all my money and with all my possessions. And I love my neighbor as I love myself. That is, I unselfishly seek the best or higher good for others. God is love, and so am I in Christ. I love, endure long, and I'm patient and kind. I am never envious nor boil over with jealousy. I am not boastful or vainglorious. I do not display myself haughtily. I love, I'm not conceited, arrogant, and inflated with pride. I am not rude, unmannerly, and I do not act unbecomingly. I love, do not insist on my own right or my own way. I am not self-seeking. I am not touchy or fretful or resentful. I take no account of the evil done to me. I pay no attention to a suffered wrong. I love, do not rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness, but I rejoice when right and truth prevail. I bear up under anything and everything that comes. I am ever ready to believe the best of every person. My hopes are faithless under all circumstances, and I endure everything without weakening. I love, never fail. Never fade out or become obsolete or come to an end. I eagerly pursue and seek to keep the love of God and make it my aim, my great quest, and earnestly desire and cultivate the spiritual gifts, especially that I may prophesy, interpret the divine will and purpose in inspired preaching and teaching. For it is the Father that dwelleth in me, He does the work. I love with the same love that you love me, Daddy love. I believe. On the name of your Son, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I love the brethren as you have commanded me. For it is the Father that dwelleth in me. He does the work. Thus I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. All things are possible to me who believe. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Thank you, honey. Away with you, Satan, for it is said, Rema, you shall not worship, it is said, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Thus I rise, go forth and shine in splendor, I, God's beloved daughter, for in Christ my light has come. And the glory of the Lord be upon me to worship, to serve, to be willing, be ready, and whatever the Lord my God tells me, I do it. And I uphold all things by the word of God's power. I am Jesus Christ, is the high priest of my confessions, to bring them to pass in for he is authorized to administer, to execute, and to carry out the words I say. So no one shall be able to stand against me. The Lord my God has put the fear and dread of me upon all the land wherever I set foot, as he has promised me. Hallelujah. The Lord will send his terror ahead of me and throw into confusion every nation I encounter. The Lord will make all my enemies turn and run. Praise the Lord. Thereafter, the Lord had begun to put the dread and fear of me upon all the nations under heaven. They are hearing the reports of me and are trembling in anguish because of me. Hallelujah! The Lord has handed their kings over to me, and he is wiping out their names from under heaven. No one will be able to stand against me. I am annihilating them. Praise the Lord. That there shall not any man be able to stand before me all the days of my life. As the Lord was with Moses, so he is with me. He will not fail me nor forsake me. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord has sent his fear before me and has destroyed all the people to whom shall I shall come. And the Lord will make all mine enemies turn their backs unto me. The Lord himself goes before me. He will be with me. He will never leave me nor forsake me. I do not be afraid or discouraged. Hallelujah! Behold the strength of the right hand of God. And here is the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the cross, the blood of Christ shed seven times, which has saved us. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Flee, all you powers of the enemy, the principalities, the powers, the rulers of the darkness of this age, the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places, and the host of the high ones on high, and the kings of the earth upon the earth. You demons of coronavirus and your mutations and variants, Kawasaki disease, bird flu, swine flu, monkeypox virus, and any other sickness, disease, illness, TBI, pains, vaccines, jabs, masks, bondage, and natural and or man-made disaster, poverty, lack, and insufficiency, fear, death, hell, and the grave, flee for the lion. The lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath the lion of the tribe of praise, the root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus Yeshua is the lion of the tribe of Judah. Victory. Our victory, my victory, is in his blood, the precious blood of the Lamb, of the cross of Christ, whose power no foe can withstand, no foe can get through, under which we remain. For Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Lord, you are our God in whom we confidently trust and rely on. Amen. So be it. By the blood of Christ, Babel, confusion in the kingdom of darkness, you have lost. We have won. Bell bows down in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. And behold, the glory cometh. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even my faith. Who indeed is the victor over the world but I, who believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Thus I have defeated the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. And by the blood of Christ, I have bound the strong men, the strongholds in our lives. Now by the blood of the cross of the tree, Father love, I come boldly into your throne of grace. I crawl up in your lap, put my hands on the arms of your chair. I lean into your face to receive mercy and find grace in this time of need, to maintain the victory and win every battle. Having been raised up with Christ and seated with you, Father love, in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, until you make my enemies my footstool. So who are these uncircumcised cabals, Illuminati, they who have no covenant with the Lord God Almighty, that they should defy us, the armies of the living God? Yet it is written, do not return evil for evil. For we are under the covenant of love. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other command there may be, are summed up in this one command. I love my neighbor as myself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Thus, we, as the body of Christ, cannot possibly literally go and cut off anybody's head, as did David in time past. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Our battle, our war, is not physical, but spiritual. Darkness trying to outshine light. Therefore, how do we fight this fight, put the enemy to flight, and win, receive the victory? Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, by divine intervention, says the Lord of hosts. Looking into a legal precedent, in the Old Testament at the Red Sea, the Lord spoke, Moses acted, and they saw the results. Lord, you commanded Moses to stretch out your hand over the sea so that the waters may flow back over the Egyptians and their chariots and horsemen. By the sword of the Spirit, you, the word of God, Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and at daybreak the sea went back to its place. The Egyptians were fleeing toward it, and the Lord swept them into the sea. The water flowed back and covered the chariots and horsemen. The entire army of Pharaoh that had followed the Israelites into the sea. Not one of them survived, but the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground with a wall of water on their right hand and on their left. Oh, I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you have magnified your word above all your name. I understand, Father Love, that both covenants rest on the word of God. But as it is, Christ has obtained a ministry that is as much more excellent than the old as the covenant he mediates is better, since it is enacted on better promises. The old covenant is sealed with the blood of animals, and the anointings were on the prophets and the sent ones to perform the works of God. The new covenant is sealed with the precious blood of my Lord Jesus Christ, and the anointing is in me to have and enjoy life in abundance to the full, to the overflow on this earth and into eternity with the Lord my God, without my seeing the grave, without my going down into silence. Christ in me, the hope of glory. The Lord is exalted, for he dwells on high. He has filled Zion with justice and righteousness, and he is the stability of our times, a wealth of salvation, wisdom, and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the key to his treasure. The Spirit of Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. In me, the hope of glory, Christ lives in me. This gives me assurance of sharing his glory. And the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to be God's workmanship, masterpiece, poetry, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance as my way of life. By the blood of Christ shed for me, in the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit dwelling in me, in the name of Jesus Christ, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, the body of Christ. And behold, the Lord God has given me, excuse me, the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. Whatever I bind on the earth be bound in heaven, and whatever I loose on earth be loosed in the heavenlies. Thus I, the body of Christ, take the sword of the Spirit. I speak the word of God, and the angels of the Lord act. Are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve the Lord of hosts and me, who will inherit salvation? They hearken to the voice of the word to do his good pleasure. And I see the results. This is the system of law and government, seed, time, and harvest. Our weapon, my weapon then, is the sword of the Spirit, which is you, my Lord Jesus, the word of God, in my mouth and applied in my life, that rearrange things on this earth to be as it is in heaven. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our King. He will save us, and He has made me a king and priest to our God, and I will reign on this earth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. By the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God in my mouth, the Lord God establishes a stronghold against his enemies to silence the enemy and the avenger. Thus, by the blood of Christ, the Holy Ghost resurrection fire comes down and consumes the wickedness, corruption, and defilement, coup, fraud, brings God's wrath and judgment on the kingdom of darkness and on the wicked, and establishes heaven on this earth today. In the name of Jesus, the Lord God of hosts. Hallelujah. Amen. So be it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What the enemy means for evil, God means it for good. You, our enemy, came against us with witchcraft, coronavirus and its mutations, a fear with riots, acts of terrorism, violence, intimidation, masks and vaccines, and with lies and voter election fraud, crime and treason, and coup attempts, the 25th Amendment, impeachment, accusations, indictments, and even managed to put wicked and unrighteous, unlawful men and women and government and administration in the White House and over the United States of America, the Lord's country, put a bot in the name of the Lord God of hosts, the God of the armies of the church, whom you have defied, I come against you. The satanic war machine that was deployed against us and against our countries, against President Trump and our governments, administrations, and the November 3rd, 2020 election, and the Capitol Hill, and to try to steal the majority in the houses of Congress. This day, the Lord has delivered you into my hands. In the authority of the word of God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua, my Mashiach, I bring about the destruction of the satanic war machine, the elimination of the demonic tyranny over the oppressed peoples of the earth, and security for ourselves in a free world. I release the burden removing, yoke destroying power of the precious blood of Christ in the air and in the heavenlies, and inflict upon the demonic great defeats in the spiritual and natural realms. My spiritual offensive has seriously reduced the strength their strength in the air and their capacity to wage war on the ground, that all the earth may know that there is a God in the United States of America and her territories, in Israel and Jerusalem, in Haiti and Jamaica, and in the earth. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, but with his own precious blood. I have crippled the demons of darkness, and I'm causing them to crawl on their belly at the feet of us, the body of Christ. Now that this has occurred, the devil, you will never rise to your feet again until after the catching away of us, the church. For the battle is the Lord's, and he has given all of you into our hands. As a priest to serve our God and Father, I am forever in the presence of the Lord my God, blessing and making intercession. The Lord bless Israel and Jerusalem, the United States of America and her territories, Haiti and Jamaica, and all who bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. Father, love, in so doing, I have put your name upon the people of these countries. Now, by the blood of Christ, confirm your name by blessing them. In the name of Jesus, the Lord, God of hosts, I thank you, Father, love, for the purging of our countries and of your church and their restoration and the recovery of all that was lost and taken and stolen, for an abundant overflow in your church and in your countries. In the name of Jesus, the Lord, a God of hosts. As a king, I declare the work, the word of the Lord in the land of the living. Where the word of a king is, there is power. Who can say to him, what are you doing? I thank you, Father, love, that we are delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. As for me, but the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen me and guard me from the evil one. And the Lord has delivered us from our people and from the Gentiles, they who are without God. I plead the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ. Thus I fear neither men nor beasts. Every bad thing you, the men and women who are preparing destruction, do and say, and everything you put your hands to bring destruction, fail. I curse the works of your hands. That is, I subject you and your doings to God's wrath and judgment. In the name of Jesus, the Lord God of hosts, so be it, because the Lord God blesses those who bless us, who confer prosperity or happiness upon us, and curses him who curses us or speaks insolent language toward us. In us will all the families and kindred of the earth be blessed, and by us they will bless themselves. For we are all sons and daughters of love through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of us who are baptized into Christ have clothed ourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for we are all one in Christ Jesus. And if we belong to Christ, then we are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, provided we suffer, we resist the devil and all that he stands for with him, that we may be glorified with him. Thank you, Father, love, that through me, his beloved, the Lord my God, brings this whole matter, the church age, to an end, for my heart has captured his love for humanity. Thus, Father, love, in the name of Jesus, this is a plea for the world, the nations, and the earth. Selah. We are taking a break to allow you, after we sing a song, to allow you to read and or listen to my book, Father Love, in the name of Jesus. This is a plea for the world, the nations, and the earth. You can find it by scrolling down this page or by going on menu in my blog and look for the title. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. worship you. I worship you. You are here, meeting every need. I worship you. I worship you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.